Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening today and again, welcome to 2022. We do wish you health and happiness for this coming year. So on today's show, I have Dr. Chowdhury. Good morning, Dr. Chowdhury.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you on one of the first shows of 2022. And you are a nephrologist, correct?
Yes.
And I want to welcome you to Way Memorial family, because this is, you're going on like almost a year, or?
It's almost four months now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See, you're already part of the family. We already think you're here for more than a year. Isn't that wonderful? Of course.
Thank you.
So, yes. And it is really exciting to have you here at Way Memorial Hospital, because your specialty, you're a nephrologist.
Mm-hmm.
Nephrologist is someone who deals with kidney disease, right?
Yes.
Or kidneys, I should say, but much more. Can you, that's your specialty. You explain more what you
do.
Okay,
so thank you for having me. It's a very good question. So nephrology simply means kidney medicine. And so what does kidneys do? So kidney maintains the balance of various things in the body, which includes the acid, the electrolytes, the water, the volume, the hemoglobin, and the blood pressure. And every organ in the body is interconnected. So this is not only for the kidneys, but anything which affects one organ in the body will eventually affect the other organs in the body. And what I always tell people is that kidneys are kind of a trash can of the body. So if anything is going on wrong or anything is going on with the body, it will affect the kidneys itself. And then whatever is affecting the kidneys will affect the other parts of the body as well. And also kidneys helps maintaining the blood pressure. So nephrologist deals with the kidneys and deals with all of these things.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And I think we often forget how important our kidneys are to our body, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how important it is to keep them healthy.
Exactly.
And we're going to talk about that in a little while. Mm-hmm. But one thing you did mention is how important the kidneys are to controlling blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And one of your subspecialties as being a nephrologist is hypertension, correct?
Correct.
So what does that kind of mean for individuals who may come to see you?
So hypertension is a fancy or a medical name or what we call high blood pressure. And high blood pressure or hypertension is due to various reasons, various causes. And in this day and age, we have advanced in medicine to the point that we have medicines, we have interventions, we have treatments that no one's blood pressure should be uncontrolled.
Okay.
So sometimes there is a specific disease manifesting itself as high blood pressure, and we're just treating it as high blood pressure, but we're not really actually looking at the cause. So there can be various causes of high blood pressure, or it can just be that we don't really know the reason behind it, and it's genetic. And sometimes also there, high blood pressure coexists with other diseases as well. So for instance, if someone's hypertensive as well as diabetic, so there's a certain antihypertensive which will work better in that patient. Somebody has hypertension and has had a stroke, or someone had hypertension, had heart attack. So there is a certain medication which will work better for that person with that particular diseases at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what hypertension specialist does. So like managing the blood pressure. And some people have very uncontrolled blood pressure. You'll see they're on 3 or 4 meds. So probably they're not on the right meds, right combination of meds, how they're taking. And that's why their blood pressure is getting high. And obviously genetics, your diet, your lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
your exercise, your daily routine also plays a huge role in hypertension. And so the hypertension specialist will cater to everything, and as a holistically we'll see the patient, try to bring the blood pressure in a well-controlled range.
Right, and so that's something that you would do. So, you know, if someone was in their primary care office mm-hmm. and their primary care mm-hmm. provider may not feel that they can really manage that person's mm-hmm. hypertension or high blood pressure, they would refer them to you.
Exactly, and once I've tucked them in, the blood pressure is well-controlled, they can happily follow up with their primary care, and then I can see them not that often because I mm-hmm. know it's hard for the patient, especially in this weather and snow, that they can't come to like 3 or 4 offices at the same time. So that will be the way I do manage the hypertension patients.
Which is wonderful. So, you know, for anyone out there right now mm-hmm. listening, mm-hmm. can you give, you know, our audience an idea is what is a normal blood pressure? So, you know, in this day and age, there's people have, you know, blood pressure cuffs at home mm-hmm. or even when they go to their physician office and, mm-hmm. the physician may say, oh, your blood pressure is a little high or your blood pressure is normal. Is there a number that you can give someone listening?
So usually what I tell them that the normal blood pressure is less than 130 by 85. That's according to ACC AHA guidelines.
Okay.
And I know a lot of people come in with a very low blood pressure. That's actually harmful too. So 120 by 70 is no more the guidelines, and it's 130 by 85.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, which is, again, you know, as a doctor, you know, and mm-hmm. As a dietitian, I know oftentimes guidelines changes because exactly. they're always doing research,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's something we talked about prior to recording is
yes.
how different, you know, research is always going on and how things change all
exactly,
the time.
Exactly, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had mentioned, you know, some other medical conditions. In your practice, as you know, as being a nephrologist, what is the primary medical condition that is associated with kidney disease?
So number one cause in United States for renal failure and patients having kidney disease or ending up on dialysis is uncontrolled diabetes. And unfortunately, by the time they're seeing a nephrologist, it's too late and will start dialysis. So first, control your blood sugar, see your primary care, see endocrinologist, and a timely referral to a nephrologist. When the kidney disease is not that advanced, there mm-hmm. are things or medications we can do which can prolong the time of dialysis. So that's what I really recommend, that control your blood sugar, see your PCP. Diabetes is a multi-organ disease, will affect every part of the body.
Right. And I, you know, being a certified diabetes educator myself, I totally understand that mm-hmm. because, you know, oftentimes people go by how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot more detailed involved in the whole body. For
yes.
example, with the kidneys, there's certain blood work that can be
yeah.
done, right?
Mm-hmm.
Certain urine tests that you can
exactly.
do to tell how healthy a kidney is, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Blood work, urine tests, timely diagnosis, and then monitoring and controlling the risk factors will mm-hmm. all help.
So, you know, again, your goal, obviously, is to, you know, help people keep their kidney as healthy as they can.
Mm-hmm.
But even, you know, looking even, you know, before that, mm-hmm. what can people do on a daily basis to keep their kidneys healthy? Should they be eating a certain way, exercising?
So, yeah, that's a great question. So I tell everyone that everyone should have a primary care physician. So regular follow-up with your primary care, at least yearly getting labs done, blood and urine, so they can see everything's going on, what's going on. And unfortunately, kidney disease, the good or the bad part, kidneys don't hurt unless there's some renal stone. The very specific diseases which will hurt, and the slow chronic kidney disease, the kidneys will not hurt and you won't find out unless it's too late. So regular follow with your primary care, then control all your risk factors, your blood pressure, your diabetes. Try to avoid the over-the-counter medications that can definitely cause kidney damage. Then control your weight. Obesity itself causes kidney disease. So these are the main things you can do to help prevent the kidney disease.
Mm-hmm. I have to ask you one other one. What about smoking?
Yes, of course. So smoking really harms the kidneys. It harms How it harms all the vessels in the body. So I don't think so there's any organ which is not affected by the kidneys. Heart, kidneys, brain, everything gets affected with smoking. So yes, smoking, drugs, excessive alcohol, all will harm the kidneys.
Right, and that's so important to, you know, if you do smoke, there are programs out there, and, you know, anyone can reach out to my office too for that information. Now, you did mention before about over-the-counter medications can cause kidney disease. So, you know, and I think some people may have a misunderstanding about over-the-counter medications, that they're over-the-counter, they must be safe, and for the most part, they are.
Yeah.
But if someone doesn't read the directions or follow them correctly, mm-hmm. can you explain that more?
Yeah, so over-the-counter medications, as you said, are generally safe, but excess of everything can harm. So the number one thing I tell everyone is NSAIDs, which includes ibuprofen, Aleve, naproxen, Advil, indomethacin. These are some trade names and the pharmacological names I can think right now. Anything which comes under the class of NSAIDs is very harmful for the kidneys. And we call it in nephrology a spectrum of disease it causes, from acute renal failure to CKD to decreasing the blood supply to the kidneys, to spilling the protein in the urine, to complete renal failure, which is irreversible, eventually on dialysis. And not only NSAIDs cause kidney disease, but also when it causes kidney disease, then there's increased risk of, with kidney diseases, increased risk of blood pressure problems, cardiovascular, which means more heart attacks, more strokes. So as I said, everything's interrelated, so NSAIDs. Then there are a lot of herbal medications which are available over the counter. Unfortunately, they're not as studied as other meds are. But what I tell patients, that if you don't know much about these meds, don't overdo them. So don't take them too much. Or if you know for sure, if your primary care has told you that you have kidney disease, then completely avoid any herbal medications, any NSAIDs. Licorice is one of the other, people take it as candies, or do not take it, causes high blood pressure, abnormal heart rhythm, kidney diseases. And then also follow with your doctor, your primary care regularly, and review meds with them. I've seen that especially in patients who are older, sometimes what happens is that a medication which was working for me when I was 30-year-old might not work for me, or will be too much for me when I am 70 or 80. So reviewing the medication list with your physician is very important. And then sometimes we are over-medicating patients as doctors, like over-treating the blood pressure, overdoing the meds, and that can also harm the kidney. So like in everything in life, a good balance is what we need for the kidneys as well.
Right, and that's so important. And when people make their lifestyle changes, when they lose weight, mm-hmm. when they exercise, and they're put on a certain medication, they should definitely follow up with their physician or PCP, because oftentimes the medication can be reduced,
exactly,
correct?
Exactly, exactly. I'm glad you said this, because this is proven by the data and the research that 10-pound weight loss decreases the blood pressure by 5 to 8 millimeters of mercury. Okay. And whenever someone comes with high blood pressure, the first thing is that you control their risk factors. You give them a diet low in salt, we call it a DASH diet, and then you tell them to exercise and lose weight, and they won't require that much medication. And once you have kidney disease and established you have chronic kidney disease, a lot of medications which are perfect for normal kidneys might not be perfect for you. So make sure that you're running every medication you're taking. If you have kidney disease with a doctor, they might need dose adjustment. They might not be suitable for you at all. We might need to use an alternative. So keep these things in mind. Like, kidneys affect the rest of the body. It's not an isolated disease. And the especially the heart and the lung disease will affect the kidneys too. So everything's interlinked. So once you have kidney disease, your overall medication list should be checked and seen that if with your current kidney function, are those meds accurate or not?
Right, right. Well, you know, I can't believe we're out of time already. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this. I'd love to do another show with you.
Of course.
Because there's so much more out there that we can really talk about mm-hmm. with kidney and kidney health being mm-hmm. a nephrologist. For those of you that may be just catching the tail end, I had Dr. Chowdhury on the show today, and you can listen to her show if you visit WMH.org and search HealthWorks. And you could do the same thing if you wanted to listen to this. If anyone wants to get in touch with you or would like to schedule an appointment, can you tell us your phone number?
Yeah, of course. So my phone number is 570-253-8346, and I'm available Monday through Friday. So just give us a call and we'll tell you what the process is and we'll make an appointment for you.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Again, this is Carol Knieyer, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. If you have any questions on this show, you can give me a call at 570-253-8422. Thank you for listening and have a great day.